Mars Attack, Part 2 on today's Moment of Science. We've been talking about something mysterious that happened to the Mariner 4 mission back in the 1960s. Mariner 4 was the first probe to send back pictures of the planet Mars. It executed its mission flawlessly and then was left to drift in empty space. The mystery occurred 2 years later when Mariner was suddenly struck by an enormous shower of meteors that no one knew was out there. Where did all those meteors come from? An astronomer named Paul Weigert of the University of Western Ontario thinks he knows the answer. Back in 1895, a comet was spotted by the astronomer Lewis A. Swift, one of the great comet hunters. Curiously, it was never seen again, even though the orbit it was on should have brought it back into view every 5 years. It's possible, Weigert says, that the comet Swift saw in 1895 was on its last legs and broke into pieces soon after being observed. Comets can sometimes crumble when they are heated up by the sun or release a trail of debris behind a remaining small nucleus. The debris stays in orbit, so that now instead of a solid comet, you have an orbiting cloud of rocks and ice. When Mariner 4 was hit, it was in the region of space where Swift's comet should have been. That's cool enough, but the implications are also strong. Are there other crumbled clouds of comets circling the sun we don't know about? If so, they might pose a serious hazard to any Mars mission, and we'd better find out before we try to fly from here to there. This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University. Today's program was prepared by William Oram, with help from Catherine Pilichowski in astronomy. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.